The two types of stabilization, plant and in situ, have each undergone an evolution in machinery used. Plant stabilization uses pug mills. Ken Porter explains.
Pug mills were set up in some quarries where they would actually add stabilizing agents to quarry product that was prime new product. And on some occasions they had mobile pug mills that they could deliver to a site for a period of construction and could stabilize there. One of the brands of these was Aran, which was a modern brand, which perhaps was more mobile than the other brands, lighter, easy to use, better production. And so one milestone, I suppose, is pug mill development and crushing material and the movement of stabilization from the subgrade of the pavement up into the base layers and the sub-base layers.
Trevor Dunstan designed and built the Aran pug mill, which became a standard for the industry. It all began when Hardwick Schroeder of Farley & Lewis wanted a pug mill designed and built for a cement stabilization project near Townsville.
And so I sat down on the dining room table at night with a calculator and a pencil and nutted out what this thing was going to look like and how it could all be packaged on one trailer and where we'd put the mixer and the metering and feeding system and the silo. And I came up with a design of a plant which had an integral feed hopper, its own engine, and a mixer, a discharge conveyor, and a self-elevating silo. And I worked out all the dimensions and made a quote to these folks. And it would never happen today, but Herr Schroeder bought this thing over the telephone.
How are your machines accepted by the road authorities in Australia?
The road authorities in Australia were extremely supportive. The thing that our machines did that they had not had before was that they were able to give them a measure of quality control. Previous to that, there had been very little success with good binder metering. And our binder metering system was able to produce consistency that just hadn't been achieved before. And it did allow those types of pavements to be used with a greater degree of predictability. We were the first people, probably anywhere in the world, to be able to meter a cement on a continuous basis very accurately. And we still hold our heads high as being the technology leaders in that field.
For in-situ stabilization and recycling, the evolution of equipment was even more profound. The first machines used were the old P&H machines, as Tom Wilmot recalls.
We believe strongly in the P&H with its triple rotor. The Americans developed machines marketed as Rago or Caterpillar, which were a single rotor machine. They were more powerful, they were more modern. They could dig a lot deeper than their previous machines, and they were rubber-tired rather than track-mounted. We developed a process of mixing at least twice and often three times with these machines to get a mix similar to that we'd produce with a P&H machine. The big development after that was when the RTA moved into what we now know as deep lift stabilisation. About that time, CMI produced a much more powerful machine known as the RS500. The principle of the machine was exactly the same as these other machines. It had a centrally mounted mixing box and it had a lot more power, a lot more ability to cut and to reclaim.
We had a visit from a Texan who was selling the CMI machines. He was the real Texan in all sense of the words, with the cowboy boots, the cowboy hat and the string tie. And he had a video that showed comparison of the CSI machine versus every other machine on the market. We were impressed with the size and power of this thing. It was really much greater than anything that we had on the market. The knowledge of that became an opportunity to perhaps try and twist industry's arm to become interested in getting one of these into Australia.
It was Tom Wilmot who took up the challenge.
I actually went over to CMI in the States to investigate this machine before we bought it. We ran some trials over there in Oklahoma City. Some points I wasn't happy with. And we did some quite significant alterations to the first RS500. Which was done in the factory over there. And most of those modifications were incorporated in future RS500s that CMI produced.
These machines were really exciting. They were 500 horsepower of American grunt, and they were beautiful to watch. They could work in both directions, and they could literally eat the road and mix it, and the quality of the mix was so far superior to what we'd seen previously.